Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! To the good of it all, Blog Talk Radio. It's your host, I am him, Dean, man. We got a good show for y'all tonight, man. It ain't gonna go too deep. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep it on the surface level with what we're talking about, you know. So, you know, we have to get more listeners involved with what's going on, so we're going to come down a little bit so that we can accept, you know, a broader education base or a fan base or what have you, but we need to get that because the layer of intellect, sometimes it grows stagnant because all the intellects think they're highly intellectual, you know what I'm saying, so they don't feel like where they need to talk to other intellectuals anymore, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Today I'm in the studio with Brother Hirakudi.
Yep, Steve.
And you know, Father Men.
Okay.
And today's topic, man, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the reason the topic is the rose because, you know, throughout my week or, you know, when I be walking around daydreaming, you know, playing, whatever I be doing. You know, stuff be coming to my mind, and, you know, I was just looking at people, and I hear what other people say while they're looking at people, and, you know, it comes to my mind that beauty is only in the eye of the beholder, though, you know. We think that dark-skinned women ain't cute because we just don't see it on the normal, or it's not, you know, advertised as cute or sex, but, you know, I don't, that's just them because, you know, I like them, you know, I like them. That dark chocolate, and I like them, but I like them peanut butter, too. I mean, but I like them light-skinned, too.
I ain't got no size.
Exactly. So, you know, that's what we get into with this, you know, beauty in the eye of the beholder, man. How you going to just walk around and chill with somebody telling you what beauty is? You know, some old stringy hair, smell like outdoor, outback Australian when you wet. There was no shout-out, you know, no funds intended for Australians, so I just used it. I wasn't poking no fun. I'm not saying they stink. It was just a particular one I was talking about. But anyway.
Be particular.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, man, it's just in the eye of the beholder. You know, I see a lot of, I don't heard stuff like, well, you know, why do extra skinny guys, extra skinny and short guys, why do they always attract the 5'10", 300-pound woman? I used to wonder that, too. Like, you know, what? You know,
man, cause you see that a lot.
I mean, yeah, you do. And then you see it on the vice versa. You see the woman, the small petite 100-pound woman with this big 300-pound dude.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, though. You know, it makes you wonder. Now I'm just saying, that's extra thick just not in my category. I'm not saying I got anything fancy. It's not in my category.
Extra thick. So.
Yeah, I'm talking about extra thick.
Extra
thick? Yeah, I'm not going to use the word fat because, you know, they get to crying and all that. You know, fat is fat for real, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to be nice. Extra meaty?
Meaty.
Extra meaty.
Yeah.
That's what I call it, you know?
Yeah, meaty.
No. Extra meaty.
Extra meaty?
Yeah. Because, man, I got the right. I can say what I want to say about whatever, you know what I'm saying? My likes and dislikes don't make you shit. So, you know, let it be opinion, you know what I'm saying? I just got a thing against chubby people. I mean, chubby women when it comes to me dating them or being aroused by one. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Like I said, you know, I've seen some cute face heavier women. I've seen some cute face white ladies. You know what I'm saying? But as far as being a companion, those types of genres just don't tickle my fancy, you know. Like I say, I like them dark. Man, I really like taller women, women that are taller than me. You know, I'm short.
Right.
Oh, I like a taller woman, you know. I like the short ones, too. You know what? Hey, man, it don't matter to me as long as she fit my criteria.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that counts, man.
Mm-hmm.
She could be West Indian. It don't matter.
Indian.
For real. She She be from Tijuana.
No, man. You are the boss.
Well, after.
You talking like these are terrible places to be. It's a wonderful place.
You're taking all the wrong places.
Well, you know.
You're right.
Well, I said Tijuana, but you know, make sure. You know, make sure you cross through that sour first and come from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, man, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. I see a lot of stuff going on nowadays. I see a lot of young and extra older. Like, it used to be the thing to have an older chick or older guy. Now I see it's where it's 20-year-plus type situations going on.
Cougar status?
Man, yeah. Like, wow, is this the same thing right here? I need to go ahead and grab me like an 80-year-old then.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I can go ahead and pacemaker her on up out of here, you know what I'm saying?
Pacemaker
her up. For real.
Man, but you know, with that, with the age differential, you notice the plethora of, you know, pamphlet commercials.
Yeah.
So the old guys, they can't do it.
Can't do it.
Oh, you know, old women.
They need it. Yeah.
Right.
You got a
high
libido.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm
a vibrant young man.
Libido killer.
Yeah. Okay.
Plug.
You know? Yeah, man, we should have gritted it all just down in the day, man, hanging out, you know, taking in light on the topic of beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you know,
the beholder.
Back on the topic, I tend to prefer really the natural women, too. I don't really get with all that. Termed up, pressed out, you know, that hair weave and all that. I don't oppose it, you know what I'm saying?
Creamy crack on them.
Yeah, I can't be on that all the time. I can't wake up to that all the time.
It's a death. It's cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's killing me, too. You know, you're sleeping in the bed, I'm beside me.
Absorbing us.
It's blue on the pillowcase. You know what I'm saying? I wake up, it's extra hair. You can fit in the shower. But somebody's right here, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for all that, man.
Yeah.
Rolled over.
Yeah,
and
that's
on the pillowcase.
What you think about beauty? We talk about beauty being an eye of the beholder. That's where they twisted the idea of beauty and slanted it to one perspective.
That's
you know
one beholder.
Exactly. So now, you know, it's up to us to get back to our natural state. We need them froze. The baby froze. It's a fox.
Baby froze. No haircut.
So that should be our beauty because
right.
It's naturally what comes out of our heads.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why should we try to alter our nature to create beauty? You know, we black people are the majority of the beauty, a great portion of the beauty industry.
Well, yeah.
So it's a beauty product.
Yeah.
Used for black women.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is we need to put the men back in a handsome state so that the women even feel like we appreciate them some more.
Mm-hmm.
We work hand in hand on this project because I'm telling you it's getting out of hand. A fake booty. I don't want to walk in the store and I can see that you can purchase a pair of panties with a buttock already in it. You know what I'm saying? It's a bra hanging over there. This man.
It's
a bra over here. It has an extra size breast up for you.
Built in.
Now, because you upset when we get to the house and what you thought was a bulge actually was just a twig. But you thought it. You know what I'm saying? That's how you think we feel. You was blunt with this
love. You was put together.
You came out the bath.
You
were like,
put together.
Man.
Package flicker.
Wow.
He said, snicker.
Well, he satisfied. Came out the bath. I'm like, what's in the party?
You are waiting.
Man. This not no game. But we need to get back to what's real. See, they think that pants sagging. You see, they got a couple perceptions because they can go with the pants sagging or they can go with the guy that's supposed to be in metro. Then he's straight European with his fashion, period. Just to teach everything, you know what I'm saying? Tight everything. So they still got a flat too. Like, they need to know that it's natural for a man to just have his hair going. His facial hair just going. Now, the hardest part is going to get back to the natural body odor and recognizing the pheromones and stuff like that.
That's right.
You know,
And that was probably
then we have to pay petitions.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Right. Yeah, I want to be able to mail my girl.
Yeah. Ooh, she ready.
I mean, well, I've been in that position
mm-hmm.
with a woman because I've been close with one in close proximity for a number of years, and you develop different senses.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being outside and out in the spot and just being in tune with what was sexy to you, because it was no Chanel number 5 that sparked you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was no baby fat. It was, you don't know what it was. It was a combination. Yeah, a combination of that sweat that trickled down her sweat, but then the other sweat that was in her cleavage. You know what I'm saying? And then the sweat that came from the bottom of her neck. And it whipped up and it smelled perfumey, but it was her natural body.
Yeah,
and get in tune with that, and we won't be making all these mistakes. You'll be able to smell that this man ain't no good. You'll be able to smell that this lady ain't no good.
What's the sense for?
Right, if you ain't doing them for what they're for. I understand when you see in nature, you see the animals sniffing each other's butt. So men always and women always see it on nature channels. Like, oh, man, I don't have to do that. They always sniffing the butt.
We
all do the same thing. You do the same thing. You go down on her, you sniffing and licking.
Yep.
She go down on you, she sniffing and licking.
That's
we need to recognize these points of us and put it in tone.
Natural.
That's natural. See in the eye of the beholder. I believe the bad lack of the fairy, the sweet of the truth sometimes.
to produce or lactate. You know what I'm saying? Having man, having the mental transformation to lactate, physically lactate. You know, even though you're not pregnant, you know what I'm saying, like that, I've read up on that. I've read up on that,
Did a bit of it all.
Come on, come radio.
Man, let me tell you this. What I do know is what's beautiful and what's not. That's what I feel. That's what I hope everybody's perception is.
Feel beautiful?
Yeah.
Rather than
you should be able to have a have beauty in every one of the senses.
Everyone smells a beautiful smell.
Yeah.
Everyone's touched something.
That's, I don't know. I'm challenging.
You're challenging me. What's up?
Beauty seems to be as a definition. Decision.
Hmm.
Right?
A definition? Yes. Oh, that.
Smell could be pleasant. Right?
That's how you hit me with it. You know what? I can't.
The sound could be riveting.
Okay.
Beauty is a visual.
Okay.
Because beauty is.
Girl's ugly.
Deep.
It mean that he didn't think
And then, you know, we can look at beauty like a shortcut, too.
A shortcut to move for fun?
A shortcut of energy. Shortcut to the energy transfer, because when you think about, you're talking about a girl, but dude might like her energy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you put barriers on what beauty is, that energy exchange and never get it out.
Because
everybody ain't going to the most beautiful woman. The guy's scared to approach. You beautiful women.
The guys are scared to approach. They don't know what
you're saying.
Get intimidated. Yup, intimidated.
They all messed up, man.
Look at the truth. They're confused.
Yeah.
Most of them confused by their own self, so that's what it is. You know, a lot of these guys, they mess with the frogs.
That's what they call it,
man. That's what the problem with them is that they do, because she's going to make it come out. She's saying more time in the bathroom than you.
Right.
She wants more pairs of shoes than you. It's all going bad out here, man. But beauty now is, for the youth, though, it's messed up. For the youth, it's homosexual. They've been focused what a beauty is, and it's not the same at all. It's almost special.
Yeah.
it's not no type of.
This generation sees that as a beautiful
thing. It's a beautiful thing and a legitimate unit. That would bring up questions. You know, well, how do I know what you're right? I don't care if you think I'm right. Never ask nobody to agree with my thoughts on it and think, well, I think it's wrong. Not wrong as in what's right and what's wrong. I'm talking about it don't go.
I've
never plugged something into the plug part of something else and it turns on. What you turning on?
What are you doing?
Power there.
What are you doing?
What is he doing? It's just that simple.
Yeah,
man, in the eye of the beholder. That's what we're talking about, man. That's where we go with this. We go wherever we want to go with this. Into the credit of it all. Blog Talk Radio, man. Keep listening in. Like I said, we got those flyers circulating on Facebook. Matu said that there was an IG account. I got to check it out, see what's going on with that. See if y'all can get on there and, you know, get your goody feel going. Might have to get somebody to, you know what I'm saying? Work your IG page and keep it going. Keep it jumping and fresh, you know. Good pictures.
So, beauty. We start finding beauty through things such as the community. We want a beautiful community, don't we? We want to look, we want to be able to ride down the street in the community. Look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we be denied that? In the hood, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why should we deny the opportunity to smell flowers everywhere, see good, nice houses, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful colored houses,
street,
various, you know, structural
designs.
We got to be pumped down with projects and monotonous house designs, up down on streets, and
potholes, weeds tumbling down the streets when the wind blows.
Crazy buildings, bombed out looking buildings, like in Beirut, in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? What is it? That ain't beautiful.
That's how we gonna accept.
We're going to accept that.
Right. We're accepting it. Y'all sitting there listening and accepting it with us.
I guess we're the same community. We don't go after that beautiful woman.
Mm.
try to create beautiful unions.
If you go
not homosexual.
Right. If you go for your European counterparts and think that the union between you and him is gonna make a beautiful baby though. I remember that time frame when people thought that mixing would make
mixed kids.
Oh, I want a mixed kid. That they make beautiful kids. What? Are you out of your mind?
I said it was the wrong concept of beauty.
Man.
Defined by somebody else.
It's tricky, man. It's just terrible. It's terrible. Beauty in the eye of the beholder, man. And I behold a lot of stuff that's beautiful, and I behold a lot of stuff that's not. Like the muffin tops and the two tight pants and them jeggings.
Oh,
that is not beautiful. Cut it out. Don't put on no Chuck jeggings, muffin tops, and
Yo.